How you guys doing? You good? Are you ready? Today's going to be the really important message that God gave me. And today we're going to expose one of the lies and deception of the enemy. And today's sermon I called The Battle with the Sons of God. So please, I need your attention, guys, because today we're going to expose some stuff. And at the end, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for some people who've been deceived or been hooked by the lie of the enemy and maybe fall into this category of people I will talk about, okay? Everything started when I asked a question to the Holy Spirit, what is happening in the body of Christ right now? You know, we've been to the stages of religion, and now we see the real sons of God starting to rise up. Amen? We can see this, guys. We can feel this. But do you know there is always an enemy, and there is always another lie and deception that comes up, and we need to expose this and make sure we're gonna conquer this and finish this. Amen? You know, the answer surprised me. You know, I heard the following phrase in the spirit. Satan has fabricated a problem that does not exist in reality. Just listen to me really carefully. I almost called this sermon, Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough, guys. When you transition from religion and encounter God, next stage of the deception, where deception is coming, it's when enemy comes to you and it tells you that it's something is wrong with the church, there is not enough God, not enough signs and wonders and miracles, something's just not the way it's supposed to be. Did you guys see, do you see my point? Did you hear this in the spirit? And I see, I am the spiritual father to many pastors around the world. And we see some of them fail only because they swallowed this lie of the enemy that tells you there is supposed to be more and more. See, this is the problem with the church. Do you guys know that Jesus is enough? Let me just expose this right now. Do you ever read the Bible and hear and read of the apostle doing the supernatural school, teaching you how to move in miracles? No, let's guys, I'm serious. Let's expose this. Because signs and wonders supposed to follow. Why we're following something that's supposed to follow us?
Okay, let's just...
I know this is like such a cool theology. We're gonna do all this supernatural wham and bam. Three steps how to become supernatural. Guys, this is not in the Bible. I just want to kill this right now. This is not gospel. Jesus never talked about that. All he talked about, salvation, glory, and the kingdom. And you know, when you are not mature, you think, and what do you see right now? Everybody measuring their spiritual gifts. Everybody's showing off what they can do. And if you're not mature, you will fall into this deception and think, oh, I'm not that. And in this media or social media world of ours, we always see and compare. But this is all deception. All you need is the presence of God. All you need is Jesus, period. Everything else, it's supposed to flow out of the relationship. Can you imagine my wife want to spend time with me because she wants to gain something from me? Did you hear this? Do you know this is, I will be jealous. I will be absolutely disgusted by this. See, that's what church does. They want to pursue the effects of love, but they want to skip the love. Oh, if you only hear what I'm saying. Do you know, guys, that Did you know this? In this new world, everybody want to have sex without marriage. Hello? This same deception coming to the church. We want to effects of the walking in the Spirit without pursuing the heart of Jesus. Oh, hello. Hello. We want the effects. We want stuff that be seen. Do you know, but I already repented for this before Jesus, before the Holy Spirit. And do you know what I repented of? I repented of showing the signs and wonders. I will never show signs and wonders to the world. No more. Because people don't see my walk and my tears and my love and affection for Jesus. They never hear my heart. But soon as something supernatural happens, I snap the pictures and post it online. And this is the lie. Because they only see the fruits of my love. And they starting to pursue the fruits of my love without seeing the price I paid. You see my point, guys? That's why I'm saying, even if some miracle happens, it's do you know the miracles? It's the residue of the affection. Oh, if you only hear what I'm saying. See, miracles, it's something that follow the lovers of Jesus. Miracles will happen, but never in the Bible, nobody teach you how to move in miracles, but everybody teach you how to love God and love your neighbor. See, what the devil does, he switched. Love is something, it's a childish, but you are the real man of God when stuff is, you just do miracles. And you know, do you know why so many fakes right now? Because this is the deception. Because we're supposed to project the relationship and forget about miracles. We forget about relationship and focus on the miracles. Do you guys understand what I mean? And please, this is from my heart. I know sometimes I'm just cut and just beat, but this is my heart. This is not even, do you know what happened here? This is not even worship, you know what I mean? This is people who love Jesus confess their love. See, this guys, this is what I love about this church. This is not your regular band. Just sing a song and go do their, this is their life. They are not worshiping, they are worshipers that you caught glimpse of worshiping their King. See, what we're supposed to project, do you know that Apostle Paul, there is so many miracles follow this apostle, but he never talk about, teach about, or let anybody pursue this. Never. He said, I'm pursuing Jesus and Jesus crucified. Oh, because God will only, see, he wants, if you're gonna pursue signs and wonders and our gifts are so different that some people called to do something and signs and wonders just follow them all the time, nonstop. And I'm just regular teacher. So am I supposed to be jealous of somebody who's like doing stuff? This is absolutely meaningless. Everything judged by God on the basis of our relationship. See, he only give you something but that everybody can pursue. Because you cannot pursue miracles. Maybe God will not even give you miracles. Maybe you're gonna do something, I don't know, in the kingdom, something simple. I don't know, just take care of poor. I don't know. Feed the hungry. And it doesn't matter. But as soon as we start measuring, as soon as we start comparing, and this is where the deception is coming. Do you know that this is the oldest lie of the enemy? He always wants to project on you that God simply didn't give you enough or didn't give you something that you need right now. Remember the desert and Jesus in the desert talking to, or the devil talking to Jesus? And do you remember that he created a need? And out of that need, he wants Jesus to respond. He said like, oh, you are hungry? See, Jesus want to eat, but he doesn't need to eat. Enemy created the problem and then giving you the solution. See, this is the deception. There is no problem. Absolutely. On the flat surface, he just creating the problem. Do you guys know that most of the stuff we buy on Amazon or eBay or whatever, it just bought out of somebody convincing you that you need this. Oh, come on, let's be honest. Half of the crap, I'm sorry, in your house, it just bought out of some kind of, some problem that enemy, that spirit of this world created, and you just bought. And you look at, oh, you need that cream because you're gonna die without that cream. And then you have a, I don't know, like bucket of cream. You need this, you need that, you need that, you need it. See, this is how the spirit of this world works. Without enemy, you absolutely, see, he come to Jesus and he projected the problem. Oh, you want this world? I'll give it to you. Jesus will get this world when time comes. Everybody will bow down when time comes. When you see Adam and Eve being deceived by the snake, do you know that the snake, in order to sell the fall of mankind or disobedience, to sell disobedience, he need to sell you this, you need something. God didn't give you enough. That means, do you see this tree? God didn't give you enough, but we're not supposed to touch. Oh, come on, God just doesn't want you to be like him. Come on, just bite out of it and you will be like God. See, he creates the problem and giving you the solution. Basically, what enemy does right now, in we are not even supposed to be in, we're not even supposed to be moving in the miracles right now. Right now, we're in the stages where God takes off stuff, works with our heart, our motives, emotions. He healing you. He make sure you are mature to receive. But we want to like put all of this. Remember Joseph. Do you know that all the stages, God didn't give him nothing. It's God strip him down, strip him down, strip him down. So first stage, he stripped his coat of many colors. Whatever father gave him, all of it, they just strip him and just sold him. Second clothes he's got clothes of servant. Basically servant. And third set of clothes, it's prison guard. Prison guard, basically it's a prison clothes. See, anything, you think God will promote you, but in order to give you your clothes, he need to strip everything of yours. And you are now, we are now in the stages where God makes sure he gave all of it to somebody who completely belongs to Jesus. Can you imagine my wife marrying me and keeping her last name? See, that's what church wants to do. He wants to get without losing. Church wants to acquire without giving up. So in order for me to give my last name to my wife, she needs to completely disown, renounce, completely cut off her last name. That is no more. You are mine. See, this is how Jesus is. Make sure you are completely his. Church, Jesus is enough. Amen. All you need is Jesus. Yep. Are you pursuing Jesus right now? You are perfect in the eyes of God. The enemy tell you it's not enough. What you do? Enemy creating the problem. Guys, how to conquer this? Never listen to the enemy, because Father knows what you need at this stage of your development. That means when my son growing up, he absolutely had everything that he needs. Not necessarily what he wants, but always what he needs. That means any stage, you're gonna talk to him at 3 years old, he is perfect in my eyes. You're gonna talk to him at 10 years old, he is perfect in my eyes. You're gonna talk to me at 16 years old, he is perfect in my eyes. Do you see my point? That means any stage you are, never compare yourself. But always pursue his heart, pursue his love, pursue relationship. This is it. Oh. And then Satan creates the problem. He's like, it's not enough. You're not moving in miracles. And then he creates the solution. He's selling you all this false prophets, false teachings that teach you how to avoid relationship and gain all of this knowledge and all of this miracles, whatever, all this false fire, I should say, right? For the, it's a deception of the enemy. At this point, the church in a season where it has experienced the encounter with God, but it is unwilling to wait for the legal time to prepare for the move of God. We just don't want to wait. Did you notice? We are in a generation that absolutely refuses to wait for anything. We just want it, and we want it now. We want it now, right now. God said, wait. Mature, spend time with me. Make sure I know when I'm giving my inheritance, you are my son, you are my daughter. Make sure this inheritance will build the kingdom, not take away from the kingdom. See, here's the Satan's fabricated problem. You are not where you should be. Hey guys. At the end of the service, we will pray for anyone who's been cut by this lie. You know why you are depressed? Because you swallow a lie of the enemy. And the lie is, you're not where you're supposed to be. And if you're with Jesus, I'm not talking about people who openly sin and just refuse to be with God. I'm talking about people who love Christ and pursue Christ. They do everything they can to stay holy, to be with Him. Of course, you have mistakes. Everybody has mistakes. Mistakes is not a problem. Who you belong to is the issue. Okay? So, one of the lies, you are not where you should be. And God told me, like, if you're with me, you're exactly where you should be. Amen. That means if I'm not allowing you to eat from this tree, that means you're not allowed at this point. Maybe when Adam and Eve would mature, God allowed them to, I have no clue. But at this point, you're supposed to follow the Father's wisdom and don't touch it, okay? But we think we're so mature, we're gonna take it all. No. Second lie, you are not on a spiritual level you should be. Another lie, you are not walking in the supernatural in signs, wonders, and miracles. And I remember this deception long time ago. And it's just like, I'm just praying and I hear the enemy. I didn't know this is the enemy. I'm just hearing like, you are not where you're supposed to be. What should I do? You are not moving in signs and wonders. And what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to learn how to do this? You're supposed to read the books how to do this? Absolutely not biblical, guys. All you need, and Jesus slowly talking to me, all you need is me. All bride is need is groom. All I need, all church it need is Christ. Nothing else, everything else beside the point. Something's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen, who cares? All I need is Jesus. So from this moment on, guys, I want to encourage you and telling you, you are enough. I'm telling you, you are absolutely honest. If you're with Jesus, you are absolutely on the stage you're supposed to be. You are absolutely perfect and mature in the season that you are in. See, that's what devil trying to do. He always trying to get you somewhere when you're not supposed to be. He's supposed to sell you something, but that you're not supposed to touch. Even if it's yours, but it's not yours at this stage, at this season, don't touch it. Notice what is happening now to many who have experienced intimacy with God. They are disappointed with the church, with the results, and with God. Bible not even teach us to pursue revival. Guys, do you know that? We're not even supposed to pursue revival. Of course, we pray for revival. It's not bad. But this is not what we're supposed to pursue. We're supposed to pursue and seek only the face and heart of Jesus Christ. This is it. If you're doing this, you are enough, you are perfect, that's all you need to do. Please don't be deceived by somebody trying to, oh, this is not enough. That's enough. Jesus is enough. And if he deems necessary, then he moves me up, you know, to the next level. If not, I'm absolutely satisfied with where I am. Amen. And that's what he tried to sell you a lie that it's not enough. You're supposed to be higher. You're supposed to do. And then I remember, like, I'm going to in a dark, deep depression. Like, I'm waking up depressed. I'm going to bed depressed. And Holy Spirit tell me, why? What's going on? And I'm just like, I'm not enough. And God, he said that you're not an orphan, you are a son. And if you are a son, this is it. I'm waking up, all I need to do is find heart of Jesus, just worship him. And as soon as I'm done worshiping, anything he wants to do, he can tell me. I will not force my gift, I will not force signs and wonders. You see my point, guys? I don't do this. This is supposed to follow. I refuse follow something that's supposed to follow the believers. I refuse. Please don't be. And a lot of ministry, guys, happening, not because Jesus called, but because they compare themselves and they want to do better. They want to do themselves. They want to do something, you know, like better sound, better this, better that. Why? All you need is Jesus. And trust me, you can have plenty of it. Anytime. And Jesus told me, all I'm asking you to do is just follow me. Don't follow anything else. Don't just follow me. And in this age, guys, it's absolutely necessary to recognize the lie of the enemy. Just reject all of it. And if he's telling you something is not right, don't trust him. Don't believe him. It's a lie. It's enough. God is with you. And you need to trust the process. All I remember Holy Spirit told me, trust me and trust the process. And he told me another thing. He said, like, by the end, you will learn to wait. And you know what, guys? By the time he called me, I learned to wait so good, I don't want to do nothing anymore. I can wait for another 10 years. I'm so good. Because as soon as I recognized I don't need to do anything to be more and bigger and better. All I need to do is follow Jesus, love on Jesus, worship Jesus. That's, and as soon as I start doing only this, he said, like, now you got it, now I can use you. I said, Jesus, I don't want nothing. He said, exactly. I use only people who doesn't need nothing except me. Ask yourself, do you need or want something outside of God? If yes, you are caught by this deception. You need to repent. You don't need nothing. Oh, I'm not enough. Oh, I'm not. I don't sing like them. I don't preach like they preach. Guys, I barely preaching. Who cares? All I need to get you to get this thought, get this revelation. Trust me, I'm struggling here. This is not my language. I'm trying. Come on, preachers, rise up. Help, pastor. Next step. So usually what the devil does, he's selling you the lie. He's selling you the need. And then he sells you the, you know, how to fix this. He's not selling you like, oh, you need this. He just scared you. But no, he's selling you the solution. He just makes sure you believe that you have a problem. And then he said, like, oh, I have a solution. Buy this, buy that, go do this. You don't need to do anything. Just spend time with Jesus more and more. More the devil find you, more spend time with Jesus. You will see what's gonna happen. Next step is point those people to so-called new movement. Where you, without any price, time, or preparation, they will sell you everything for a little fee. I will teach you how to move in supernatural. Guys, this is a lie. First of all, I don't need nothing supernatural in my life. I'm absolutely okay with natural. Trust me, I'm fine with natural. I'm absolutely okay. Are you mature enough to be the son of God and not pursue anything else? I say it again. Are you mature enough to have identity, like to be just the son and that's it, or daughter and that's it? All my relationship with my son, not based on what he's doing, but who he is. That's it. He's my son. Oh, he did something bad. Who cares? He's my son. I'll work with him, but he's my son. See, and what the enemy tried to do, he tried to focus you on something you do, but not who you are. When you pursue Jesus, you pursue who you are, but when you've been caught by a lie of the enemy, you pursue but what you need to do. You do more, you are more, you do more miracles, you are bigger. Why you need to inflate your ego? Why? Who cares? Just be nobody, enjoy nobody. Oh, trust me, this is so good. Enjoy to be just the son. I'm so enough. And Jesus said, what if it's gonna fail? If it's fail, I have more time for Jesus. If it's not gonna work, oh, thank you, Jesus, more time for you. This is not my identity, guys. This is what I do for the kingdom. My identity is the son of God. And yours too. Why are you trying to do something without understanding who you are first? Please. But soon as you learn who you are in Christ, you are absolutely will be at peace with yourself. Absolute peace. I'm enjoying. I don't need nothing. See, this is the problem. God trying to help you so you have no need. Just Him. The only need is Jesus. That's it. Enemy tried to control you through the need. Oh, you need this, and then you start pursuing this. Oh, you need to learn this, and you pay money, you waste time. But see, when God calls somebody to the kingdom, do you notice that nobody go to the college or do anything? Soon as He said, like, David, you will be king, you will rule. David said, like, oh, I go to the school of the kings. Make sure I'm prepared. No, all you need to do is the rock. Goliath is right there. Do your job. See, Moses, he never went to school of, like, you know, of the prophet or like leadership school of Moses. Guys, I try to make sure you're at peace who you are, because as soon as God calling you, you have everything inside of you to fulfill that calling. Everything. Find me anybody in the Bible that God called and said, like, you know what, I call you, but go learn something. Never. At the moment of calling, you have absolutely everything that you need to conquer. Moses, what do you have in your hand? Stick. Throw the stick. He throw the stick, snake. He's like, whoa, whoa. He said, like, this is enough. Go and free my kids. Do you get this? Yeah. Family, do you get this? Please understand, you don't need anything. Absolutely. All you need is Jesus. Why didn't I call message this time? I don't know. All you need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. Get out, devil, get out. All I need is Jesus. That's it. Oh, you need to grow this church. I don't want to grow church. Why? I'm not collecting Christians. We are raising army. What is army? I want to equip you and kick you out. You see my point? I don't want to collect all the Christians in one place. No, we want to spread the gospel, guys. Not contain the gospel. Spread the gospel. That's why I don't believe, honestly, in mega churches. Because what are you doing? So many holy people in one place. Just go do something for Jesus. Please, get up and go.
I have a 30,000 member church.
Wow, how far you have fallen. Can you imagine, how can you collect so much fire and just don't let nobody go? All my fire. Why? I never understood mega churches. Never. No, but Jesus never pursued this. All He said, like, He's got church of 12 And then he kicked them all out. he don't even contain them in one group. As soon as he's done, he's like, go, all of you, go, get out. Spread the gospel. See, guys, this is, Christianity is flipped and flopped so many times. Why? Equip, make sure he's healed, make sure he is understand his identity, he's the son, and just go preach the gospel, go heal the sick, go do something for Jesus. This is the whole point of the church. And we become the Christian collectors. And then pastors gather and just like, how many did you collect? 3,000. Oh, you suck. I have 15. Come on, people. Why? It is not gospel. Jesus never said collect Christians. Whoever collects more will become the biggest person in heaven. No, I think the more you collect, the bigger loser you are. Honestly, my opinion. I don't know. I might be wrong. Who cares? It's just a thought. We are now not in the season of the movement of the Spirit of God. Please understand. Not yet. Relax. Oh, there is no Jesus. Relax. There is enough Jesus for you every day in your prayer closet. Eat Jesus. Drink Jesus. Oh, when Jesus comes, when he comes, he comes. Trust me, everything under his control. Please. And we're trying to force Jesus to do anything. Do you, all this, and we just say, when people, you know, like, go, like, oh, Jesus, move. And I see Jesus, like, standing, like, why? Jesus, do something. I'm doing everything. I'm just doing quietly. But we want Jesus to do something with me and make sure I'm on a front page. Amen. Come on. It's ego that runs this show. But soon as you humble yourself and you want only Jesus, you will be at peace. Like, honestly, I don't need nothing. Absolutely. I don't pursue nothing. Whatever's given it to me. See, we are mistaken in one thing. We think we are the bosses, but we are just managers. See, we think like, oh, you don't need nothing. I'm just a manager of his kingdom. And managers don't do anything by themselves. They just manage what they've been given. And it's like, hey, what are you doing? I don't need to do anything. See, enemy like always trying to come. What are you doing to grow your church? Why do I need first? Why do I need to grow my church? Why? Anybody who comes, I automatically like recognize as people who needs healing, people who needs equipping, and then they need swift kick in the butt. That's it. What do? They fly and spread the gospel. That's it. That's why God gave us the voice, and that's why we raise so many churches around the world. If for those who don't know, we do so much. The only one goal in my heart is to raise up the sons, really true sons, that absolutely know their identity in Jesus Christ, and they just do the will of the Father. It's not about size or influence. It's about the anointing that God gave you. Because if he give you something, people that don't want to know you will know you. People that don't want to hear this, they will hear you because God deemed so. Because God decided. Because you are so trusting him and you pursue only him. He will put you on a stage if you are carrying Jesus. If you're carrying yourself, that's going to be tough for you. So, we are not in the season of movement of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are in a preparation, but we are now in a preparation which is not to have something and to take something, but to have everything removed from us. where only one thing remains, Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ needs only Christ. He makes sure before his church will rise up, not our version of the church. Before his church will rise up, he will make sure that this is his church and he's alone. Make sure this is absolutely his thing. Not our version of the church. Now just so many versions of church. Because everybody following their own gospel, right? In other words, God is rising up generation of God-sufficient sons and daughters. Not money sufficient, not fame sufficient, God sufficient. That means God is enough and all you need is God. That's it. Period. Philippians 3:8. Let's read this passage. Moreover, I consider that not only this, but everything else is worth nothing. See, this is Apostle Paul writing. Nothing compared to the greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have renounced everything that I consider unnecessary rubbish in order to find Christ. See, the guy who moved in, like, I think the biggest miracles and signs and wonders of all, and he said, I don't pursue nothing. I consider it as rubbish. All I pursue is Jesus. See, this is who I want to be. And he said, like, learn from me, follow Christ. See, Apostle Paul is such a mature son. You never see he's like, okay, time to do school of supernatural. Come, we'll do it. He said, like, no, all you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. I'll talk about three phases real quick, and then we're finished. The church must have one single focus, and that focus is Jesus Christ. I'm not interested in any other thing than knowing and getting closer to Jesus. That's it. It is the knowledge of Christ alone that is now under attack by darkness. It is the knowledge of the Christ. See, he wants to give you something without paying the price. And this is generation that wants everything without paying a price. People want to have intimate relationship without getting into marriage and commitment first. We want to get a car without paying the price. We want everything. Basically, people want to skip the most important part. They want just the gain thing. But Jesus will not, not gonna give it. He will give it only to his bride. Three phases that sons of God going through right now. And if you think you're here to get something, no. For now, God will strip everything until you want him and only him. Oh, guys, I remember that time when I knew my talent. I knew what I can do for the kingdom, but God stripped everything. It was supernatural failure. You know, like when people, so what is supernatural failure? It's everyone succeed at all of this, but you fail. He will not let you succeed without him. He wants you for himself. As soon as you say that words, Jesus, I'm absolutely yours. Buckle your seatbelt because you're going for the ride. Because when you say, Jesus, I'm yours, that means now God needs to take you and strip everything that not his. Oh, and you're like, oh, why it's so painful. Just give up, die. The quicker you die, the quicker you rise up. Ooh. So three phases. Phase first, spiritual bankruptcy. Oh, this is a good one. I'll explain this one. It is absolutely necessary for all of us to acquire spiritual poverty. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. What does it mean being poor in the spirit? Do you ever ask God, what does it mean? Because when Jesus speaks something, that's important. And I want to know, what does it mean to be bankrupt or poor in the spirit? And God explained it to me this way. Do you know that in United States, in Washington state or different states, there is it's called poverty line, poverty boundary or line. And if person drops below that poverty, state t- takes care of them. Do you get this? That means welfare checks, they give you clothes, they give you food, they give you all of it, they give you a living space, they take care of you. That means, but as long as you can do something, the state are not gonna help you. See, what does it mean to have poverty in the spirit, spiritual poverty? That means I can no longer sustain myself, only God sustain me. That means kingdom now will take care of you. But the kingdom can only take care of those who absolutely finished and done, and they cannot do anything without God. Do you get this? Remember the younger son that fall took the inheritance of the father, and he went and just spent it all? Do you know what? When he came back and he come back to the father and in his kingdom, that means all he has is kingdom, and kingdom have him. That means he's got nothing. Now he's got ring on his finger. Basically, he can rule the kingdom, but he cannot own the kingdom. You see my point? Because everything that was his, he lost. See, God wants those. He give you his kingdom, but only when you are absolutely done. You have nothing. You spend it all. You say like, Jesus, this is you and only you. He can trust you the keys of the kingdom, because you're spiritually bankrupt. There is nothing you rely on anymore except God. This suggests that one who is spiritually bankrupt is totally happy, because now his hope is only in the kingdom and the king. In other words, it's like you went bankrupt and everything was taken from you. Now state is completely taking care of you, because you no longer have any hope for yourself. You can't do anything. So somebody will take care of you. And this is what God says. I will take care of you, but you need to give up. You need to give everything. And now some of you guys going through this bankruptcy, and you think God is killing you. You're like, oh Jesus, why is it so hard? Why everything fails in my life? Nothing works. That's how God makes you bankrupt in the spirit. So anything you touch will not work. Hello? Everything you want to do in your own strength will fail. Because that's how God makes sure there is nothing you're gonna do without him. It's only him, and all he do is just makes you focus on him. That's it. He's just taking everything away. But this is so good, because now kingdom takes care of you. Can you imagine that? Kingdom taking care of you. Whew. Second phase is the purity of heart. Purity of heart is a great acquisition. Matthew 5:8, blessed are pure in heart, for they will see God. They will see kingdom. Some of people wants to see God, but soon as you get pure heart, you will see the kingdom. You will see God. See, that's the thing. People that wanna clean up their act, change their life, they wanna see kingdom and glory and all of these signs and wonders. But God says, as soon as your heart will be clean and pure, you will see the kingdom. It will belong to you. You will absolutely, it's just be yours. But this is cleanliness of your heart. David asked, remember, create in me a pure heart. Solomon wrote, keep your heart above all else, for from it are the springs of life. Basically, take care of your heart, because this is it. Mark 10:42. See what Jesus said. Then Jesus called them to him and said, you know that those who are considered rulers of the nations lord over them, and their governors rule over those nations. It is not so with you. See, he's teaching them kingdom, because our thinking is absolutely different. It is not so with you. For one, whoever wants to become great must serve others. And whoever wants to be first among you must be slave of all. I will explain why. Just hold on. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. I ask God, did you ever ask God why you want to be? If you want to be the bigger than everybody, you need to be at the lowest position. Do you know why you need to be slave and servant? I'll tell you why. Do you know who in this church have the most access to everything? Janitor. I'll let this sink in. That means access given only to those who need access. That means God will never give me revelation if I'm not using it. God will never give me signs, wonders, anything if I'm not using it. But as soon as I become servant and I want to serve, you're gonna be given the biggest, the best, the most wisdom, most power. Because this is the ones who's gonna, you think God gives wisdom and power, signs and wonders to those who are in the position? No, he gives to those who's gonna use it. Because the bigger you are, the less you do. You don't get it. The bigger people in this world, the less they do. They barely move if they're like in the highest position. And the kingdom, why should I give it to you? Because you're not gonna use it for my kingdom. You're gonna use it for yourself. I will give it to, but in kingdom of God, slaves have it all. That's why I told Jesus, I got it, Jesus. Now I want to serve everybody. I want to serve, I want to give all of it because I know as soon as I start giving, it will be given to me. Soon as I start serving, he will give me something to serve with. See, and that's why when you sit, nothing happens. Because stuff starts happening only when you decided to move. And you said, God, give me. God's kingdom is not working like this. God says, I give seeds to the sower. Remember that? I give seeds to the sower. That means as soon as you're ready to sow, you have no seeds. As soon as you go on a field, you have no seeds. But as soon as you start to throwing, here you go, you got seeds. That means, do you see how faith works? We think, oh, as soon as I get enough seeds, then I'll decide to go. Jesus says, go. I have no seeds. Go. Jesus, I already at the field. There is no seeds. Go. Okay, what am I supposed to do? Start throwing. And as soon as you start throwing, you have seeds. Same thing like I told you last time with the bread and the fish. Jesus didn't bring like 50 semi-trucks with the fish and bread. Beep, 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 beep. No, he said, go give. I want to see the faces of the, they look in that basket. Oh, mama. And they're like, oh, okay, there is like a 5 fish. And it's like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, and can you imagine? You're just like, everybody's gonna eat right now. And you're like, oh, my, it's only 5 fish. And as soon as you start giving, you're like, whoa, there's more. And then they end up with 12 baskets of bread and fish. And what is this? That's how kingdom works. It only works. And power given to those who use it. Guys, please understand this thing, as if you don't use it, you will never have it. That's why I say, come and start singing. I don't have a song. You will have a song as soon as you start singing. Right? I know. You're like, oh God, I have a song. Get the mic, go on the stage. Oh Jesus, no song, no song. Bang, there is a song. See, that's how kingdom works. God will never give you unless you do a step of faith. I have nothing unless I'm gonna get here. I'm gonna sit at home and struggle and write in this message. He says, don't worry, just go on a stage. Oh, Jesus, go on a stage. What do I do? Just open your mouth. You don't need to say much. Just say the revelation and people will get it. Because yeah, I know I have my broken English, but Holy Spirit will explain it to you. You see my point? Holy Spirit will explain it to you. We'll finish my sentence. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I want to be a servant, because only servants has the all keys to the kingdom. Only people who trying to see why I gave all the keys to this property, because somebody need to vacuum it, clean it, fix it. Only those who use it will get it. If you never use it, don't even pray about it. Just go and do it, and it will follow you. That's the law of the kingdom. It will follow. Oh, I love this. I love this so much. That means I don't have to pray for nothing. All I have to do is just step of faith. And that's it. God will show up. This is so good. And the third phase, it's make sure you are completely belong to the kingdom. Give me a couple minutes and we're done. What does it mean? That means in order for me to give my inheritance to my son, I make sure he is my son, he belongs to me, and he's doing my work. You see my point? Because why? See, this is how inheritance works. Do you remember the story of the young rich man that come to Jesus? Oh, this one is just full of wisdom, guys. Okay. King is unable to trust those who does not belong to the kingdom. The story of young rich man, it consists of really interesting keys. He loved wealth and prestige. And then Jesus told him to leave everything and devote himself totally to him. The young man could not do it. Let's just read this, guys. First of all, I want to explain it to you. Rich young man didn't come there to find out something. He come there to be praised by Jesus. I'll explain to you why. Because when he asked, what should I do to be saved? He already knew he did everything by law excellent. So when he asked Jesus, what should I do? He thought Jesus gonna say, who this is the cool dude. And he's like, hey, my disciples, just watch this guy. He's the best. But Jesus, Jesus got him good. Let's read this. Just then, it's Matthew 19, verse 16. Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments. And see, I like this one. And the rich kid, he said, like, which ones? He absolutely knew he got all the commandments right. He absolutely knew he's excellent. He's perfect by the law. But he wants Jesus to confirm and to put him on a stage. Look at this. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. And see, verse 20. All this I have kept. See, he trying to be on social media hard right here. And I'm sure somebody will film this on iPhone. I know it. I know somebody got this footage. The young man said, what do I still lack? See, over here, he's supposed to just live. Don't ask Jesus, because he's get you. He's perfect by the law. Everything he did is right. And then he asked this question, what do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect. See, do you know what Jesus considered to be perfect? Oh, guys, see, isn't it true we are all looking for perfection? We are want to be perfect. Let me tell you, Jesus already said. Okay, look at this. Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me. See, there is only one condition to be perfect. It's to completely belong to Jesus. Guys, you do not understand. God didn't even say you're supposed to be righteous. He said, perfect is those who absolutely rely only on me. Oh, give Jesus a hand. Do you know if you rely right now on Jesus and you pursue only Him, you are perfect in His eyes. Perfection is not sinless and you know, no mistakes in your life. Jesus absolutely didn't mean that. He knows we're human, we make mistakes all the time. But He knows our heart, guys. He knows your heart. And if you're gonna be, see, disciples, they were perfect because they all reject everything and follow Jesus. Did they make mistakes? Oh my goodness, did they make mistakes? But nobody cares. In eyes of God, they are absolutely perfect because they trust Him. They gave everything for His kingdom. They only belong to Him and only depend on Jesus. See, this is what spiritual parity is. What is what spiritual bankruptcy is. We absolutely cannot do anything without Jesus. See, this is the, we follow Jesus. And He said, drop all of this and follow Me. And yon rich man, I'm sure he was upset because he did not, you know, he didn't get ready for this one. If you want to be perfect, sell your possessions, give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. See, Jesus, He can get you so good. And then come follow Me. Then yon man heard, soon as yon man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. To become true son of God, you must stop being in son of this earth. One more time. In order to be son of God, you need to be stop of being son of this earth. That means I don't care about any of it. All I need is Jesus. Guys, and let's stand up. I'm done. Let's stand up. I need some music. Let's just pray this. If you've been deceived by the enemy, and if you are right now having an orphan spirit, what is an orphan spirit? I'm not enough. I don't have enough. I don't have a good name. God doesn't use me. I'm not, where am I supposed to be? Guys, and be honest. Oh, on the first service, we have many people up front here. And I know God will not tell me to do this unless I know. And please, don't be shy. If you have this spirit of not enough, if you have this spirit of I'm not good enough, you have to be here right now. And our guys will pray for you. Don't be ashamed. Come on, youth, come on. Old people didn't get shamed. They just come. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. I know there's many of you. I know. Trust me, I need to repent of this. Trust me, I need to repent of the same thing. Before I stand in front of you, teach this, I need to deal with this myself. Just tell Him, Jesus, I trust You that I am enough in Your eyes. If you have any prayer, prayers here, anybody who's on a prayer team, come up, come up. Just lay hands on them, just pray. Guys, we're addressing this issue right now. I'm breaking the spirit of orphans. You are enough. You are loved. You are perfect in the eyes of God. Don't trust the lies of the enemy. This is the deception. All you need is Jesus. Every day, just seek His face, follow Him, love Him. Worship Him, and this is it. Stop working for God. You're not supposed to work for God. You're supposed to reign and rule with God. You are not a slave. You are not an orphan. You are a king's son. Right now, I break spirit of orphans. I break this poverty spirit, poverty mind spirit. I break this not enough spirit. I'm not where I'm supposed to be spirit. I break this in the name of Jesus. It is enough. You're where you're supposed to be. God loves you. And all you need to do is just be with Jesus. Be with Jesus. He will never push you to do stuff out of your maturity. But as soon as you get mature, the stuff will flow out of you naturally. Naturally. You don't need to force anything. It will flow out of you. Let's spend a couple of minutes right here. I love this. I love this atmosphere. I love this. Thank you, Jesus. Just tell Him, Jesus, I'm sorry that I thought I'm not enough in your eyes. I'm sorry that I forced you to do something. I'm sorry, Jesus. I repent right now. I thank you that I am enough. I am washed by the blood. I'm growing in your spirit. I'm maturing in my prayer life. I'm getting closer to you. Just get close to Him. Family, just all you need to do is just get close to Him. That's it. All I need is His face. All I need to be with Him. That's it. I'm not looking for anything. I'm looking for Jesus. Because for the bride, groom is enough. Stop forcing God to do something for you. You need to be healed from that spirit. Reject this deception of the enemy. You are son of God. You are a daughter of God. He loves you. He will give you everything in a right timing. Don't force, don't push. Just be with Him. Just mature in His presence. That's it. What am I supposed to do, Pastor? Nothing, nothing. Just spend time with Him. That's it. This is it. And if He's called you to do something, you will feel this. It will flow naturally. You will not force anything. It will not be out of your strength. It will be out of His spirit that overflows your life. Overflows. Thank you, Jesus. Few more minutes, guys. I just love this presence. Thank you so much. Everybody else, just stretch your hands toward these guys. We just pray for them. We just pray for them, Jesus. We pray for them. Hallelujah. We break this in the name of Jesus. We break this in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Jesus. We ask you, Jesus. Heal the mind. Heal the soul. Heal the heart. You are enough. You are absolutely loved. God is cherishing you. God is loving you. Jesus. Oh, I don't know. I just felt something right now. God is so jealous for you. He loves you so much. And He's telling you, don't be deceived by the enemy. You are enough. You are enough. God loves you with all of His heart. He gave His Son for you. Trust me, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. Don't be deceived by the enemy. That's how he gets you. He makes sure you believe this lie that something is not enough. Something is not right with you. Something is not right with the church and we need to do something. Don't be deceived by this. You are absolutely in His timing, in His presence, in His season. All you need to do is just be with Him. Just enjoy Him. Oh, if I only tell you guys, my spiritual life is just, I don't pursue nothing. I just pursue Him. Every morning I wake up and I pursue His heart. All I need is Him. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus and Jesus alone and Jesus alone. And as soon as I identify as the Son of God, devil, he cannot lie to me anymore. It's done. It's over. He cannot deceive me anymore because I absolutely reject his plans, his whatever he's trying to say to me. It's a lie. Father knows what you need. He will not give you what you want because you're not mature enough. We are not mature enough. But he always gives you what you need. And all I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. All I need is Jesus. Oh, just go to your prayer closet every morning, every evening, whatever you set your time and just spend with Him. Don't ask Him for anything. Please don't ask Him. Only orphans beg for things. Sons want to spend time with the Father. Sons, they want to be in the presence of the Father. Only orphans only ask, always beg, always cling to something, always begging for something. Stop. You're not orphan. You are a son. And for sons, Jesus is enough. for the bride of Christ. Christ is enough. All you need is Jesus. All you need is Jesus. All I need is you. And I have plenty of you. I have so much of you that I can't even contain. All I need to do is spend time, give Him my time. Because time, family, time is the most precious currency in the spirit. Because God can give you money, He can give you stuff, but time we cannot be, He cannot get time back. You cannot bring time back. And when I give time to Jesus, I spend in the most precious currency, because I will never get this back. And I'm so honored to give my time to Jesus. I absolutely know He values my time so much, and I love Him. Just loving Him, just praise Him. Don't ask, don't beg, just stop. From this point on, you're not asking Jesus for anything. Stop. He knows everything you need, and he will give it to you in the right time and in the right season. That's it. All I ask is to be closer to Jesus, closer and closer to Jesus. Thank you so much. Whew, thank you so much. Everyone says amen. Amen. Give Him a praise, guys. Give Him an honor. Wow. You may take up your seat, guys. Thank you so much.
Wow. I just got blasted myself.
Whew. You know when you're ministering, then Jesus starts ministering to you. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Okay, family. Love you. Thank you so much. I hope you got something from this. I'm honestly hoping you got something from this. But I know you did. I know you did. Holy Spirit helped me a lot. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Love you. Bless you.